When we speak about ownership and priority, we are also speaking about justice and injustice. For example, this person owns certain rights. He has rights over his life. He has rights over his freedom. He has rights over his wealth. Now, this person also has the same rights, and all other individuals have these rights too. Now, if this person decided to take away his rights, take away his wealth and etc., we would call this injustice. So overall, we are talking about ownership and priority when we are talking about justice. Question: can this understanding of justice be applied to the relationship between God and the creation? The answer is no, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ultimate rights. What I own and think is my property truly belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I have no ownership when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take away my life, it was not mine to begin with for me to say Allah has done injustice to me. When Allah decides to remove the wealth from somebody, it was not theirs to begin with. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise and does not do an act out of his wisdom. So now we understand the idea of social justice about ownership and priority. It does not work with Allah because he is the ultimate owner. The Holy Quran says, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth is exalting Allah. To him belongs the kingdom and for him is all praise. And also it says, and to Allah belong the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and to him will be returned the matter, all of it. So in this understanding, we cannot ascribe injustice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because whatever he decides to do, it is his right to do so. Therefore, we cannot say according to this definition of ownership that Allah has been unjust to me. More importantly, we cannot only ascribe injustice to Allah, we also cannot ascribe justice to Allah based on this definition. Why? Because for justice to take place, there must be someone who has rights against Allah. We see there is nobody else that has rights against Allah. And by saying that no one can say Allah has been just by giving me my rights, it's not mine to begin with for him to be just or unjust about it. By this understanding, we have taken out injustice and justice. Now, if we cannot understand divine justice in this understanding of ownership and priority, how then do we understand divine justice? If we look at divine justice in its sociological sense when it comes to society, it becomes the goal and purpose of prophethood. Justice is a precondition of prophethood. Prophethood shows us the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have already sent our messengers with clear evidences and sent down with them the scripture and the balance that people may maintain their affairs in justice. So, justice on how we should behave on a social level is understood to us by the messages brought down by the Prophet and how to behave correctly and how Allah wants us to behave. Divine justice in its philosophical sense is the purpose of the Day of Resurrection. If we want to understand the purpose of the philosophy of the divine justice, we need to look at the Day of Resurrection. This is when the justice of Allah will completely manifest itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and we place the scales of justice for the Day of Resurrection, so no soul will be treated unjustly at all. The Holy Quran explains to us in clear terms that he would not commit an act of injustice and oppression. Allah says, so it was not Allah who wronged them, but it was they who used to wrong themselves. Then the Quran also affirms the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bears witness that there is no God except him, and so do the angels and those who possess knowledge that he is the maintainer of justice. So if we have eliminated the concept of justice and injustice regarding ownership, that does not mean that we have eliminated justice from Allah altogether. The Quran is clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. How then do we understand the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?